Back on Jersey Central on the new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. Well, this may be a guest on the show that is calling in from the farthest place possible. We're going to talk to an author right now with some ties to New Jersey, but she is speaking to us this morning from, of all places, New Zealand. Let me welcome in our guest this morning, author Jade Valore, to talk about a brand new fantasy science fiction book that she's written. It is called Salome, and she's joining us this morning with some details. Hi, Jade. How are you? It is Bert Barron, WCTC, New Jersey, USA. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Bert. Good. Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you. We're sitting here in the longest day in New Zealand in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really? I'm so fascinated about the weather below the equator. And is it summertime there? Is it springtime? What season is it there?
It is. It's summertime here. But in the, you actually get more summer in the northern part of the North Island than you do in Wellington. So it's here, it's very moderate.
Wow, okay. Well, it's great to have you speaking with us here today. I want to get right to the book. With the Hunger Games and books of that genre, very, very popular with young people in Jersey, around America, around the world as well. Talk a little bit about Salome and what that's all about.
Okay, yes. Well, Salome is actually a set in the Middle East, and it's about basically about a young girl born into the privileged classes of a dystopian, totalitarian future world who voluntarily gives up everything that she knows, the luxury, the privilege, the comfort, everything that most people strive for, to challenge the very powers that she is a part of for the sake of humanity. It's like, you know, she goes out to the people and is prepared to risk, to give her life, to help them, to try and give them hope. It's, you know, it's as though someone like Miley Cyrus or even, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, the actress who does Katniss Everdeen, as though they suddenly disappeared from the life that we know them in, and all of a sudden reappeared on the front lines in front of the tanks on the streets of Damascus, protesting with the people there. That's basically, Salome is a princess, but that's basically what she does.
Wow. It's creating just some very powerful images in my mind as you describe the story, and I just love where it's going. Have you noticed that books of this genre really get young people back involved and interested in reading again? Have you seen a lot of that?
I actually have. I mean, going, you know, let's go back to Harry Potter. That all of a sudden young people are starting to read books again, that they're, you know, that they're willing to stand online the day that the book comes out, you know, wait for hours and hours to get the first copies of this. And I think that's wonderful. I have a nephew who, in New Jersey, my nephew Jeremy he's an avid reader, and I don't think he's ever reading any less than two books at one time. And this is fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
But not everything is video games and, you know, and online that young people are actually reading books.
Yeah, that's true. Was this something, Jay, that sort of came to you rather easily, or did you have to kind of work at building the story and developing the characters in this?
Oh, this is something that was a long, long time in the making. It actually began when I was way back when I was a student at the Manhattan School of Music, and I was studying opera, and I fell in love with the opera Salome. And this, you know, and this story is actually, it's a very dark story because, we know from the scriptures that Salome, that this young girl was the one who supposedly asked for the head of John the Baptist, and that's why John the Baptist was beheaded. And I felt that this was a gross misrepresentation of who this character, who this mythical figure could have been. So as much as I loved the opera, I just thought I had to do something to take this young woman, this young girl, out of this femme fatale image and actually give her back her innocence and make her what her name actually says she is, because the name Salome comes from the same Hebrew and Arabic root as the words for peace, shalom and salam. And so our Salome in our story, she is the peaceable one. She is the one who comes to, you know, she incarnates on this planet to give people the hope of peace in this world.
Wow, this sounds like an incredible story. How do you think this would translate visually into maybe a movie or some sort of television project? Jay, do you think it would translate pretty well?
I think it would translate fabulously. As a matter of fact, when Charlie Price, who's my writing partner, co-author, when we started writing this, we actually started writing it as a screenplay. We first wrote the screenplay because I saw it as a film. I very much saw it visually. And we started writing this in 2001, just after the first Lord of the Rings film came out, and inspired by this young actor Elijah Wood, we wrote our prophet Elijah basically inspired by him and by Frodo's incredible journey there and the type of person that he was. And this was a very long time ago, and then we began to create this world around Salome and this prophet, and decided to keep it in the Middle East because it's, let's face it, it is pretty much the hot spot of the world.
Yeah.
And this is where a lot of the tension in the world comes from. So we felt this was that to keep it there, to keep it where the actual biblical story, at least around, took place, that would be a very good place to keep our story. So that's basically what we did. And we wrote the screenplay, and then I actually took it to New Zealand for the world premiere festivities of Return of the King, which were in Wellington, hoping to meet people here from the film industry. And lo and behold, I did.
Wow, really?
Yes, and one of those people was Sir Richard Taylor, who is the director of Weta Workshop. They've done all the visual effects for Lord of the Rings and for The Hobbit. They created Smaug, who is now on screen.
Yeah,
and Richard Taylor was one of the first people who read the first draft of the script and sent me a beautiful letter saying how much he liked it, and that was actually the beginning of a contact that has lasted now for 10 years. I had a chat with him the other day over at Weta Workshop, and they're kind of celebrating the fact that now three more Avatar films are going to be made here in New Zealand. So, yes, so there is a that kind of a connection between our screenplay and Lord of the Rings, and where Richard actually said that they would, if Salome actually gets made into a film, that they would love to do the effects, which we would also love.
Wow, that would be
fantastic.
Terrific. Yeah, Jade.
Oh, it would be awesome. It would be mind-boggling.
Jade Valor is our guest this morning. She is the author of the book Salome, an absolute must-read in the fantasy science fiction genre, which has people all over the world just very excited. If you want some more information on the story, you can go to project-salome, salome.com, and read up more in this terrific story, which is just a mesmerizing tale. And I think anyone who picks up this book is really going to fall in love with it. Jay, did you say three more Avatar films? Is James Cameron, can he live long enough to shoot three more of those movies? Those they take about 10 years or so to make. Is that possible?
Well, you see, this is the thing. Once you've created the world, once you've made that first film, then it is much, much easier to begin creating the others. He does, of course, he had to wait for years until they were able to do technically what he wanted to do, and now they have all this.
Wow!
So that a part of the work is already done, and I certainly think he'll live. I certainly hope he'll live long.
Of course, I'm not wishing any harm to the guy. Of course,
time here in New Zealand. He's now living here.
Oh, wow. How about that? How was it for you when you first got there? Is New Zealand a place you can kind of fall in love with immediately?
Oh, it surely is. Well, as I said, I came here in 2003 for the world premiere of Return of the King, and I fell in love with the place and with the people. I mean, it's such a beautiful country. All you have to do is look at those Lord of the Rings films, and there you have this incredible vista And everywhere you go, the South Island is a particular favorite of mine. The west coast of the South Island is just breathtaking. Milford Sound, the west coast there, the glaciers and everything. You absolutely can fall in love with it. And so in 2007, I came back and wanted to see if I could make a go of it here.
Wow, that's terrific. I give you all the credit in the world. That is a tough thing to do. So, boy, oh, boy, I wish you nothing but continued success in the future. It is Christmas Eve here in the United States, Jade. Is there anyone here in New Jersey you had said you had some family who you'd like to pass along a holiday greeting to?
No, I certainly would. To my brother Mark, my sister-in-law Barbara, and especially to my nephew Jeremy. So it's going to be 15 in February.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And now that I have fans in New Zealand, you've got readers here in New Jersey. So I think it's a very small,
my pleasure,
a very small global community that we live in now, right?
It is.
All right. All the best to you in the holidays and have a happy new year too, Jade, okay?
Thank you. You too. And to all your listeners as well.